888-597-HOPE. Your card donation will help support families in our local communities and Sunday schools held in South Africa. Donate your card today. Call 888-597-HOPE.
This is your home for gospel, inspiration, and information. 1190 WLIB and WBLS HD2, New York.
Welcome to Invite Radio. You're about to receive responsible, life-changing information on health and nutrition. You'll hear from Invite professionals who are leaders in targeted and anti-aging nutrition. Get ready for tomorrow's nutritional science today, right here, right now.
Yes, indeedy. Welcome to another edition of Invite Health Radio. I'll be your host. My name is Jerry Hickey. I'm a pharmacist. I'm a nutritionist. And I'm the chief scientific officer over here at Invite Health. And you could tell from my joy that I love what I'm doing. I love rolling up my sleeves and reading the studies on nutritional supplements and putting that all together in my itsy-witsy little brain and making sense of it for you. That's what I spend my life doing, and it's great. It's better than the Sunday Times crossword puzzle. That Sunday Times crossword puzzle, my stepson, Andrew, who lives in San Francisco, he's a big IT guy. He's an IT engineer. And my wife, they can do that Sunday Times puzzle in a half an hour. I've never seen it. They just breeze through it. I mean, they just have that kind of quickness about their brain. It's just amazing. I mean, the way their brain works so fast, they should be on like that show Survivor. I think, you know, they'd be great scavengers. In any event, my brain is kind of like that. It's a gift I got from my father. My father was an engineer in Ireland, and he was in charge of these huge looms that made textiles. Ireland is very famous for textiles, you know, fine wools and all that. In any event, these looms were two stories high and about 120 feet long. They were massive. And they said my father literally could take the loom totally apart. If the loom broke down, he could take it apart without a schematic, without a blueprint, and put it right back together and fix the whole thing. So I kind of have that brain where I can read a study 20 years ago and read a study this morning and piece them together. It's my only virtue. It's my only gift. In any event, so it works. It works for nutrition. I don't know if it would work anywhere else on the planet, so I'm really lucky. I'm so blessed that I found a perfect niche for my weirdness. But it works for you guys. It works for you gals. Because it really works for the nutrition thing. We open our newest store down in Brandon, Florida. I'm told Brandon, Florida is a really cool area. I've never been there. Brandon is outside of Tampa. It's right outside Tampa. In fact, we started a radio program down in St. Pete for that population. The radio program from St. Petersburg hits Tampa, hits Brandon, hits all those areas over there. What's it called? Clearwater, all those places. Dunedin. And we opened a store. It's actually a franchise. So it's something you might want to consider. It's a franchise. It's in the Westfield Brandon Mall. The Westfield Brandon Mall. It's in the place near Dick's Sporting Goods. It's right near the Apple Store. It's in the same quarter as the Apple Store. It's called Invite Health. Now, the Westfield Brandon Mall is a little bit east of Tampa, off I-75 by State Road 60, which is, I think, called Brandon Road. That's what the local people know it as. So we opened the Invite Health in the Westfield Brandon Mall. If you go there, you can meet Askia Acosta, great guy, knowledgeable guy, and Dr. Michael Joseph, who's the resident nutritionist. Now, that's a franchise. That's our second location in Florida. The other location's in Boca Raton. Amanda Williams, a graduate of medical school, is the director of nutrition in our Boca Raton location. So that's a franchise. And pretty soon we're opening our second franchise, which is going to be up near Nyack, New York. That's going to be in the Palisade Center near West Nyack, New York. You know, over near the Mario Cuomo Bridge now? I think it's the Mario. It used to be the Tappan Zee. What a beautiful name, Tappan Zee. And in any event, you might want to look into getting a franchise. All the locations do fine, but if you get a really good location, you're going to blow it out of the water. I mean, it's a great way to make a living. It's clean. Like, it's not like you have heads of lettuce going bad. And it's respected and professional. And the stores are easy to navigate. The stores are welcoming and happy-looking and cheerful. They're really well constructed. They're really well put together and designed. People come in as a client, and eventually they become your friend. They'll come by just to say hi. And what we usually recommend is that you get a couple of chairs and put in the middle of the store or someplace in the store where people could sit down, put a table. You can use that for counseling your clients. But also, you know, you can pour a cup of tea for them, chit-chat. I'm telling you, it's great. It's a great way to make a living. It's a great way to feed your family. It really is. And people will get results from these supplements. The Invite supplements, the Invite line of supplements are very clean. They're very pure. We test them and we test them. They're made extremely well. They're well constructed. We use very high quality ingredients. And they get results. And then they're going to come in and thank you. And they're going to respect that. And you're going to respect them. And it's going to all work out beautifully. So if you're interested in a franchise, send me an email. My email address is jhickey@invitehealth.com. The same one people send me questions or they have me look at their blood tests. It's the same email. jhickey@invitehealth.com. Now, today is a brain day. It's a brain day. We're looking at the gray matter and the white matter of my brain and your brain because these are things I do for my brain. The gray matter of the brain is roughly 10% of your brain. It's about 80 million cells. And that's where your memory takes place, and that's where your cognitive functions, your ability to do math, like figuring out your change at the grocery store or how much tip you should leave after having lunch in a diner. That's the gray matter. Where your car is, how to get home, that's all the gray matter. But the white matter is equally as important. That's half of your brain. So 10% of your brain is your memory thinking kind of cells. Half of your brain is white matter. And that's really important because the white matter is where all the information travels through. For information to get from one part of the brain to the other, it goes through the white matter. So the white matter is your phone system. It's your cell phone. It's your Facebook. It's your internet. It's all those things. Here's the issue. Damage in the white matter grows and spreads. This is what happens to football players. And like soccer players who've hit the ball too many times with their head. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That's the name of it. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. It's kind of like Lou Gehrig's disease. It's a disease of the brain that evolves. So initially, young children are playing football in grammar school. Okay, that's light. And then they go on to high school, and now they're running into each other. So you have these strong guys, physically fit. Many of them are very fast. Some of them are huge. And they're running into each other at full force. They get a little oddly shaped ball. But it's so much fun. It really is. That odd shape of the ball makes it bounce weird. That makes the game sensational. It's so unpredictable where that ball is going to go if you fumble or if they throw it and it pops out of your hands. In any event, then they go to college, and now they're against bigger, faster, more ferocious men, and they're smacking into each other at full force. Sometimes they're hitting their heads. And then they might go on to semi-pro or pro football. So all those years of running into each other has wobbled their head. It's shaking their head. When you run into somebody, your head shakes. So you can liken your brain to thicker jello, and your skull to concrete, your skull to cement. So you have the brain, which is kind of like jello, vibrating and smacking into the skull. And what happens, those tremors get concentrated down the core of the brain. They get concentrated down the center of the brain where chronic traumatic encephalopathy takes place. And the hemispheres of the brain start to become unglued. And messages are not traveling properly. And here's the thing. The messages travel through the white matter. So over time, You know, they first retire from football and they're okay. Maybe they're a little depressed. Maybe they're a little anxious because they've had so much trauma to their brain over, like, how many years? High school, grammar school, college and football. Maybe 24 years of football, right? 24 years of shaking your skull. That damage is there. So now they've retired from football and they're just not right in the head. They're not 100%. Maybe they're becoming a little aggressive. Maybe they're becoming a little forgetful, a little depressed, a little confused, a little slower in reaction time with their brain. Like somebody tells them a joke and they got to think about it a little more than the other guys. In any event, the problem is that gets telegraphed. That gets telegraphed. That damage in the white matter spreads because the white matter is your phone system. The white matter is your Facebook. The white matter is your internet. So that damage spreads and it grows. So the first product we have is called tocotrienol with pine bark. It's been shown to help prevent the spread and the growth of damage in the white matter of the brain. This is important because that white matter damage leads to dementia. Now, tocotrienol and pine bark, they're two different kinds of antioxidants. One is fatty soluble, the other one's water soluble. The tocotrienol is like super powerful, super efficient vitamin E. And here's the thing, you don't need a lot. So you could take enough of tocotrienol, even if you're on a blood thinner, to shield your brain. You don't need huge amounts of tocotrienol. See, normally vitamin E, if you take enough for the brain, can thin the blood. If you're on a blood thinner, that may become an issue. But with tocotrienols, it's so much more powerful than regular vitamin E, you don't need that much to shield your brain. They did a study at the Wexner Center over at Ohio State University. I have the studies. I have all these studies that I'm mentioning now. They, unfortunately, they were animals that spontaneously have strokes. The animals spontaneously stroke out. They gave them this tocotrienol, minimal amounts, and it was getting into their brain and shielding their brain from destruction. It was reducing the aftermath of the number of dead cells in the brain. It was protecting the brain at low doses. So then they took adult women and they gave them these low doses, very low doses. But, you know, they had to do a mathematical model. If a mouse weighs, I don't know, what does a mouse weigh, 3 ounces? They had to figure out the dosage, what would be an equivalent dosage for a 170-pound woman, basically. So it would be a little bit more, right? But not that much. And they found out giving small doses of tocotrienols, and they used our tocotrienol. All these studies I'm talking about use our tocotrienol. That's why people love our company. We use ingredients used from human clinical trials. That gives you so many different types of evidence. It gives you evidence that something is safe. We know our tocotrienols are safe. It gives you evidence that they actually work and what they do. And it also gives you evidence, what's the dosage for a person? How much do we have to give to shield their brain? And when they gave these women these low doses of the tocotrienols, it was getting into the brain 12 times more than you needed to shield the brain from stroke damage. So in other words, in the mouse, you had to give a small amount to prevent damage caused by a stroke, to prevent the death of brain cells. And these mice were recovering faster. They were recovering more completely. They were more mobile. They were remembering mazes better. I mean, they just did terrifically better. When they gave women low doses, it got into their brain at 12 times the minimum amount needed to shield the brain, God forbid you had a stroke. Now the Wexner Center has stepped up the level of evidence. The study's coming out soon, but I spoke to the representatives of the researchers about 2 months ago. They've actually been giving our tocotrienol to people, men and women, who already suffered with a stroke. Why would they do that? Because they feel it will protect their brain, God forbid, they have a second stroke. We're going to need to go to a break, so I don't want to go into too much detail on that study now because I'll have to start all over and you don't want that. Our tocotrienol to protect your brain is on special, but it does a lot more than that. We'll talk about it when we come back. It helps hair loss, which is crazy, but it does. We'll be right back. Jerry Hickey and Fight Home.
And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989.
Okay, welcome back. Pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. It's always a privilege to be here. It's a pleasure. I'll always treat it like that. I'll always treat it like it's a privilege. I really value being honest and true to your needs. And when I talk about these things, I'm not embellishing them. I'm not making the results bigger than what they truly are. I'm giving you the facts straight. You can go and look at the studies and see for yourself. So when I give you the science, I'm not hyping it. In fact, sometimes I play it down. Because sometimes I worry, were the researchers too excited? You know, that can happen. In any event, not that they were dishonest, just too excited. So let me just tell you about this Wexner Center study. Small amounts of tocotrienols protect the brain. They're very powerful in protecting the brain. And many studies over the past 10 years have proven this. For instance, they've seen that people who supplement with tocotrienols and vitamin C, they reduce their risk of Alzheimer's disease by over 70% if they do it on a daily basis. Because these things powerfully protect the brain from inflammation. Chronic low-grade inflammation destroys the brain and leads to Alzheimer's. So they get into both the gray matter and the white matter. But right now we're addressing the white matter because tocotrienols and vitamin C are the only things that have been proven to protect your white matter or your brain, which is half your brain. They're the only things proven. There's no drug yet proven to protect the white matter of your brain that I know of. And I've been pharmacist of the year several times. I know what I'm talking about with nutrition and pharmacy. Now, at the Wexner Center and Ohio State University, they took people who had a previous stroke, and they gave them tocotrienols. Because tocotrienols reduce inflammation in the brain and help prevent the death of brain cells. But they do something else, too. They improve collateral circulation. They increase the number of tiny little blood vessels functioning in your brain. Your brain has major arteries going up the middle of it and the back of it. Okay? The cerebral arteries. And these deliver oxygen and blood, vitamins and minerals, essential fatty acids, calories, whatever the brain needs to function. And that perfusion of blood happens about 80 times per minute. With every stroke of the heart, you get a pulse of blood, a wave of blood, and 80 times a minute, that blood is gushing into your brain. And out of these big core arteries, there's little, smaller blood vessels that branch off called capillaries. And the capillaries don't feed every cell. The capillaries go to a cell, and they supply oxygen and iron and antioxidants and vitamin E and calories and all for the cells to function. And then the cell shares it with the next cell through pressure gradients, a process called osmosis. So if one of those little capillaries die, it's not just one cell that dies, it's a group of cells. By the time you're 70 years of age, we've all lost bundles of these capillaries. It's called microvascular damage. Depending on the level of microvascular damage at the age of 70 is predictive of your risk of Alzheimer's disease or vascular dementia, sometimes Parkinson's disease, Lewy body dementia, all the nasties, all the nasties. It's also predictive of mild cognitive impairment, how much your brain will shrink and how much that will stink up and reduce your memory functions. So by the time we're 70, many of these little blood vessels that branch off from our arteries have died, and bundles of cells that they were feeding have died. It's like bundles of grapes. They've died. Those cells look like clusters of grapes. They've died. What the tocotrienols do is they reestablish these little blood vessels globally throughout the brain. Globally means in every square inch of your brain, every square centimeter of your brain, the tocotrienols are increasing the number of capillaries. In turn, there's more insurance and assurance that every cell will get nutrition and oxygen and will survive. So obviously, if you have more of these tiny blood vessels and you have a stroke, you'll have less death of brain tissue. A lower number of your brain cells will starve of oxygen. It's called hypoxic reactions. Okay, in a stroke, the most common stroke is an ischemic stroke, which means a lack of blood flow, therefore a lack of oxygen, and cells die. So over 70% of strokes are ischemic strokes. They're usually caused by a blood clot or a piece of cholesterol plaque blocking an artery. And then all the little capillaries, they're dying, and all the cells that they feed, these clusters of grapes, these bundles of cells that each capillary feeds, they're dying. What the tocotrienols do is they help ensure the flow of blood in the brain by reducing inflammation that leads to blood clots. They're not blood thinners. It's not functioning as a blood thinner. It's functioning as making the blood flow smoothly in the brain, but improving the number of capillaries, regrowing new capillaries in aging or damaged brains, restoring youth to a damaged brain or an aging brain. So if you had a stroke, there's still a lot of these new little capillaries feeding the brain, and fewer brain cells die. If fewer brain cells die, you have a much better chance of surviving and recovering better, so that you can walk and you can talk and you can swallow and all these other things that you're supposed to be able to do, so that you're not dragging your left leg and your left arm if you had a stroke on the right side of your brain. So people who've had a first stroke are the people at most risk of having a second stroke. So they've been giving these people our tocotrienols, and that's what they're finding. People with many strokes or strokes are surviving and recovering much better because the tocotrienol is improving circulation in their brain and ensuring is continuous circulation in the brain. Now, I'll tell you another study. Dementia has been found to be related to chronic inflammation. And you could get this studied. Johns Hopkins just released on July 4th, okay, 7 days ago. 7 days ago, Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland, their medical research center, just released a new study that's incredibly important. It was based on over 1,500 elderly people. And they found that elderly people who had chronic inflammation, they had more damage to the white matter in their brain, and the damage in the white matter is getting telegraphed. It's spreading, and it's growing. And they said, these are the people at huge risk of dementia. So how did they check to see over the many years that these people had inflammation in their brain? A simple blood test called CRP. I get it done twice a year. My CRP is very low. They found that people over a 21-year period, the average age at the end of the study was 76. Okay, people over a 21-year period, if their CRP was elevated, like over 3, they had persistent inflammation in their brain, which caused damage to the nerve tissue in the brain and in the white matter. And that, they saw white patches on these scans. They saw the white matter damage growing and spreading. Tocotrienol is the only thing that's been proven to stop that, to prevent that, and to reverse that. And I'm going to read you that study right now because that study is unbelievable. And this is why I take tocotrienols every day with my dinner. At dinner time, I take resveratrol and tocotrienol. Tocotrienol protects my white matter, and the resveratrol helps detoxify my gray matter. I know what I'm doing. That's what I do. It's my new thing because of all the evidence coming out now. All the evidence on inflammation in the brain and damage to the white matter of the brain leading to Alzheimer's disease. So here's the journal Stroke. Stroke is one of the four major journals of the American Heart Association. It was funded by the National Institutes of Health down in Bethesda, Maryland. And the CDC was involved down in Atlanta. And they looked at people, 121 people who had white matter damage in their brain. Maybe they had mini strokes. Maybe they had concussions. Maybe they played soccer or football. Something messed up their brain. They had white matter damage. Half of them, they gave our tocotrienol, the one that's on special today. The other half, they gave placebo for 2 years. This is a very well-powered study. A well-powered study means enough people for a long enough time. This is a superbly well-powered study. It's great evidence. So they gave them tocotrienols twice a day for 2 years, or placebo. Looked the same, but it didn't have tocotrienols. Twice a day for 2 years. The people on placebo, which is a fake pill, the damage in their brain was growing and spreading. The damage was growing and spreading through their white matter. It was getting telegraphed throughout the brain. But the people on the tocotrienol, the damage did not grow. It did not spread. It was protecting them from brain damage. It did not grow. It did not spread. So that was 2 years. They went back a year after the study ended, the neurologists, and they re-examined these people's brains. They found that people on the placebo, their damage continued to grow and spread. But the people on the tocotrienol, there was actually evidence that the brain was healing. It actually was decreasing the amount of damage in the white matter of the brain. This white matter leads to terrible brain diseases as we grow older. So tocotrienols are on special today. I think their major benefit is the brain. They do help protect our artery walls from getting encrusted with plaque, you know, cholesterol plaque. They do help protect a woman's breasts to a degree and a man's prostate. But I think the major advantage of tocotrienols is small amounts to shield your brain from damage. I think everybody over 50 or 60, or anybody who's had a big career in sports, or anybody who has kind of brain trauma, they should be on tocotrienols like I am. I take two with dinner. I take three resveratrol and two tocotrienol every night with dinner to keep my brain good, keep my brain happy. Now, the other weird thing about tocotrienols is they help with hair loss. This is weird. I'm not going to go into it. They've done three studies. One study found mechanistically that giving people tocotrienols, they create new follicle cells. The other two studies show that people who've lost hair, taking the tocotrienols over an 8-month period helps them grow their hair back. Now, if you've had a completely vacant spot, a completely smooth, baldy head, it's not going to bring the hair back. It's only going to bring the hair back where there's still hair remaining, but it's thinned out, which is perfect for women who have male pattern baldness, andropecia, alopecia androgenica. The most common form of hair loss in women, if it's not related to getting their hair permed, etc., is alopecia androgenica. But they don't get like a bald spot in the middle of their head like men. Their whole scalp thins out, so they might lose 80% of their hair. It's perfect for them. Or also African-American women who've treated their hair too much and the front of their scalp is thinning out. It's perfect for them. So look into that. I mean, it's where you can speak to any of our nutritionists. In all our stores, we have nutritionists. Speak to them. Hey, listen, I want the tocotrienol for hair loss. What do I do? I want the tocotrienol to protect my brain. What do I do? Okay, so our tocotrienols are on special. We should go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about two other supplements, but these ones are good for your memory. We'll be right back. Jerry Hickey and Fight. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989.
8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989.
Okay, welcome back. I'm telling you that tocotrienol, 50% of your brain and 50% of your spine are made out of white matter. And nothing has been proven to protect the white matter of your brain and spine like tocotrienols. It's really an important supplement. You don't need a lot. I'm taking two capsules with dinner. Now, if you've had damage, like concussions and stuff, then take two capsules twice a day, two at breakfast, two at dinner. But for me, yeah, I had some, you know, I played football and soccer and all that, but, you know, I haven't really been messed up that much. So I'm taking two a day with dinner. Now, cocoa. I mean, cocoa is remarkable. Cocoa has a bunch of things in it that are remarkable for your health. It has alkaloids like phenylethylamine that make you feel happy, like oxytocin, make you feel loved. That's why on Valentine's Day you give people chocolates for the oxytocin, I'm loved effect. Cocoa has essential fatty acids, vitamins, minerals, over 800 different ingredients. Many of them are great for your brain. They're great for your memory. The most important ones for your memory are methylxanthines, theophylline, and theobromine. They make your brain focused and energized. Theophylline and theobromine make your brain accurate, sharp, attentive. And then there's two other groups. There's tannins and catechins. Tannins, condensed tannins, are the things that make cocoa a little bit bitter and dark. And the catechins are brownish, yellowish pigments. They're flavin-3-ols. They open up the blood vessels in your brain, and they allow the brain to squirt blood in. Unbelievable. A study just came out, published in the journal Psychopharmacology. A number of studies on our products has turned up in this journal, Psychopharmacology. It's published in Berlin, Germany. This is from June 27th. So, you know what, 2 weeks ago? It's from all these different academic research institutions in Brussels, Belgium, which is a place I'd love to get to. I'd love to get to Belgium. And they took healthy people and they put them on cocoa, and they found out that cocoa helped squirt blood into their brain. Now, that's really important, because that leads to better cognitive function in older people. So where do tocotrienols protect the brain where a stroke takes place and protect the brain where it got damaged from, like, a concussion or from, you know, playing football or something? The cocoa's working more where the memory takes place, in the gray matter of the brain, in the gray matter of the brain. I mean, I've seen a number of studies on this. The University of Reading in England did one. In fact, they did several. Northumbria University. University of Sydney down in Australia. Harvard Medical School. Harvard School of Public Health. Brigham and Women's Hospital, the Channing Division. Johns Hopkins. Yale University. Cornell. Columbia. NYU. They've all done these studies. When you give somebody cocoa, it helps restore circulation to an aging brain. So remember I told you the tocotrienols protects the little blood vessels in the brain? The cocoa helps the big blood vessels in the brain. It's pretty dynamic. And these blood vessels perfuse the core of the brain with blood. They did a study recently on diabetics, older diabetics. Now, diabetes is notorious for causing brain malfunctions, for causing brain diseases, brain damage, horrible aging aspects of the brain. See, in diabetes, all that sugar that's floating around and all the triglycerides and all the inflammation and all the cholesterol and all that is attaching to and damaging major blood vessels. And they're not reacting to signals from the heart, and blood flow declines all over the body. And this results in problems with your eyes, vision problems. It results in problems with the heart and heart attacks, and atrial fibrillation and heart failure. It results in problems with circulation to the legs, damage to the nerves, amputation. It results in damage in the kidneys. It's all related to blood flow and damage to blood vessels or blood vessel type structures that have been repurposed, such as the filters in your kidneys. They're repurposed blood vessels. In any event, repurposed means used for a different utility. Like if you take a window, an old window from a barn, and you paint it, you hang it in your living room, you repurpose the window from a barn as art for your living room. That's repurposed. So repurposed blood vessels are used to feed nerves. Repurposed blood vessels are used to shield the brain. Repurposed blood vessels are used in the kidney as filters, et cetera, so on and so forth. Now, let's get back to it. In the brain of diabetics, the major arteries get clogged up, inflamed, and dysfunctional. They're just not working well. And every time the heart's trying to gush blood into the brain, the heart squirts blood into the brain 80 times per minute, a million times every 10 days, on average. Unless you exercise, and then it happens more frequently. And that's a good thing. So the heart is pumping, and it creates a pulse, a wave of blood that's supposed to splash into the brain and nourish the brain. So you have arteries in the back of the brain and arteries in the middle of the brain that are supposed to carry all this oxygen, nutrient-rich blood into the brain to keep the brain healthy. In diabetics, the blood vessels are stiffened, inflamed, spasming, encrusted with plaque. And just the supply of blood on every beat of the heart is less. In a recent study, when they gave diabetics cocoa, it improved circulation in their middle cerebral arteries by 14% right away, the first dosage. See, that's the thing about cocoa. You take one scoop right now, and it improves blood flow to your brain. It's not like it has to build over the next 3 months or something. You take it today, and circulation to your blood improves immediately. There's an immediate improvement in circulation to your blood, of blood to your brain, which is really good for people who've had many strokes, really good for people who've had any kind of damage to the brain, really good for diabetics and smokers, anybody who has poor blood vessel health. So when they gave the diabetics the cocoa, immediately it improved blood flow in the middle cerebral arteries that feed the middle of the brain where you're doing all your thinking and problem solving and your memory takes place by 14%. And the posterior, the anterior cerebral arteries, their function improved by 13% immediately. So it's like almost perfectly offsetting the diminution in circulation that accompanies diabetes, that typically accompanies diabetes. I mean, it's rather perfect. Now, they found that when you do cocoa, it restores many facets of cognitive performance, of brain performance. See, memory is not just one thing. There's different parts of memory. Like there's the part of memory where you apply old knowledge to new things. I do that every time I read a study. Every time I read a new study on cocoa, I'm applying the other 50, 100, 200 studies I've learned before from. The knowledge from that, I'm applying it to the new study. Is the new study real? Is it legit? Is it honest? Am I finding out anything new, or is it supporting something I already learned? They're all good. So the cocoa helps the part of the brain where you take your life's earned knowledge and you're applying it to today, like good judgment, problem-solving skills, learning how to use your new cell phone, learning how to use your new computer. You know, before you had an Apple computer, and now you got a Microsoft, which I strongly recommend. I don't like Apple. I don't like Apple computers. I mean, I use them. It's what my wife has. But at work, I'll only use a Microsoft. I find it much easier to use. But You know, my knowledge of the Microsoft allows me to use the Apple. I mean, there's differences in the operating systems, of course, but, you know, over time, and I'm an experimental guy. I'll go in there and mess up and learn how to use it, you know. I don't have any fear. Because I know if I mess it up too much, I could bring it to work and my IT people will fix it. Okay, so that's true. Now, it helps to party your memory where you remember episodic memory if you've been somewhere before. I can't tell you how many times I've spoken to guys my age and say, remember we went to this restaurant 2 years ago? And they'll say, no, I don't remember that. And I'm going like, how can they not remember? Or they don't remember the name of the book they're reading, or they don't remember the author of the book they're reading. That's episodic memory. So it's helping all different facets of your memory, the COCO. It's doing this by improving circulation to the brain. And here's what happens. As circulation naturally declines with age, the organs involved with memory start to shrink. Because they can't maintain their health if they're not getting fed. How can they maintain their health if they're not getting fed? So if there's less blood reaching the brain, organs in the brain are not getting fed optimally. And they start to wither on the vine. It's kind of like if you don't water your plants in the backyard when it's 70, 80, 90 degrees. They wither. So when the brain doesn't get enough blood, when there's there's a natural decline of circulation to the brain by about 10 to 14% as we grow older. Because the blood vessels have stiffened, they've aged, their lining is thicker, they're not as elastic and resilient. So it's harder for the blood to squirt, it's harder for the blood to get squirted by the heart into your brain. So there's a decline of about 10 to 14% of the blood supply on every squirt, okay? Every time your heart pumps, that wave of blood that's supposed to reach the brain has declined by 10 to 14% with aging. When that happens, the brain is getting 10 to 14% less nutrition. I mean, that's what you would assume. There's got to be a connectivity there. I mean, that's just common sense. So that means the organs aren't getting fed. And the organs start to shrink, and they start to break down. Their connectivity breaks down. Their neural networks, their nerve connections literally gets pulled apart. Because they're shriveling, they're shrinking, they're pulling apart. And this is bad because they need to work in coordination for your memory. They need to be coordinated. The organs have to wire and then fire together for you to remember things or for you to solve problems. The entorhinal cortex, where Alzheimer's takes place. The parahippocampal dentate gyrus, which is kind of like the entrance way to your memory. And then the hippocampus itself, where memory takes place, where it's shoved around the brain for storage. And retrieval comes through that. So what happens when there's a decline in circulation to the brain, these three organs start to shrink. They're not getting fed. The entorhinal cortex, the parahippocampal dentate gyrus, and the hippocampus itself start to shrink and pull apart. And their connectivity breaks down. So they're not wired together anymore. And when you're trying to remember something, they're not working together, and they're not firing together. So you can't, there's no coordination of memory. You can't remember your friend's name. You met this person 2 weeks ago, you love them, and you can't remember their name. So when they gave older people COCO, it was restoring circulation to the brain by 10, 11, 12%, which is almost a perfect reversal of the decline that takes place to your circulation to your brain that occurs with aging. So you take one scoop of COCO. It's been proven now. One scoop of COCO. And circulation to your brain improves by 10, 11, 12%. For hours on end. And what happens? These organs start to get fed again. And they start to redevelop into their younger size and shape. And they start to reach out to each other and reconnect the wiring. And they're firing together, and all of a sudden your memory's coordinated, and you remember who that friend is that you met 2 weeks ago. Her name is Florence. Of course, it was on the tip of my tongue. We'll be right back. Jerry Hickey, Invite Health. Do your COCO for your brain.
And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989.
Okay. Welcome back to the program. Pharmacist, nutritionist, Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. If you like what I'm saying, we put podcasts up on our website, invitehealth.com, the radio podcast in the radio section. If you like what I'm saying, we have a lot of stores, and you can call the stores and speak to people like me, naturopathic doctors, dietitians, clinical nutritionists. Amanda Williams in our Boca Raton store is a graduate of medical school nutritionist. That's pretty cool. In our Tampa Bay location, it's actually the Westfield Brandon Mall in Brandon, Florida. We have an Invite Health store. Dr. Michael Joseph is the person you speak to. He's a doctor of natural medicine, doctor of nutritional medicine. If you go to our 72nd Street store in Manhattan, you might want to visit that store if you have eye issues. Greg Agarwala is the director of nutrition there. He is a Dr. Greg Agarwala. He's an optometrist nutritionist. Me? I'm only a pharmacist nutritionist. But I'm also the director of nutrition at Invite Health. So if you want to meet somebody like me, go into one of the stores and speak to these people. They give really, they're really kind. They're really generous with their knowledge. They're really generous with their time. They're not pushy. They're not trying to put one over on you. It's not like that thing. It's like they're concerned about your health. They're concerned about doing the right thing. These are very ethical, moral people. They're very good people. Hey, that's a reflection on me, right? I mean, if I hire, you know, people that are just like aggressive, that doesn't speak well of me. So go see these people. They're good. They have knowledge, and they're generous with their knowledge, and they're kind. And they're not going to push things on you, but they'll say, listen, these are the most important things for you. You really should consider this. And they'll give you background information so you can make a logical, well-informed choice for your nutrition. I mean, that's a good way to go. That's a good way to – that's why we are growing. That's why we're doing so well. That's why people love us. People – I've had people – I opened my first pharmacy in June 30th, 1987. My first client is still a client here. She owns a winery in Argentina, in Mendoza, Argentina. We've had clients who now we have their great-grandchildren coming to us. I mean, that tells you there's some reason for people to trust us and be loyal. I have people now. I knew their fathers and their mothers 20, 30 years ago. I was treating them with nutrition. And now their kids are coming to me and saying, you know, the kids were in their 50s, 60s. They're coming to me and saying, you know my dad back in the 70s and 80s. Well, now he has dementia, or now he has had a heart attack or a stroke. Help us out. I mean, that's trust, okay? So come deal with us and see, you know, see what you think. Take our measure. I think you'll like us. Now, Coco's on special. The other beautiful thing about cocoa is it shields you from pollution. That's a beautiful thing. Pollution exposure in England was recently connected to lung damage and asthma and lung diseases and asthma attacks in children. Many of the asthma attacks occurring outside of London were connected to car pollution, auto pollution, vehicular pollution. Pollution that comes out of vehicles, whether it's a truck, a car, a bus, doesn't matter. They're tiny little molecules of pollution. And because they're so tiny, when you inhale them, they're very easily dissolved into your blood, and they travel all over the body. And they're connecting damage to pollution, excuse me, they're connecting damage caused by pollution to kidney issues, decreased kidney function, and even kidney failure, to fat and damage in the liver, to destruction of lung tissue, inflammation in the heart, strokes, and Alzheimer's disease. Lifelong air pollution exposure is connected to Alzheimer's disease. In a series of studies, they've proven cocoa protects you from pollution. Cocoa protects you from pollution. Helps protect your heart, your liver, your kidneys, your lungs, your blood vessels, and your brain from pollution. So one reason to take the cocoa is to restore healthy circulation to your brain for ongoing good memory. It's also very soothing, by the way. And it tastes like cocoa. The other reason is it's going to protect you from pollution. I mean, where is there no pollution today from cars? I live out, I'm almost in Suffolk County, and I could tell you there are mornings I wake up and I go outside and I can smell car exhaust. And I'm 600 feet from the nearest road, a big road. I'm 600 feet from the nearest big road, and I still can smell the exhaust on certain mornings. Like I smelt it yesterday morning. That gets into you, and it's destructive. It's really bad for the brain. It's bad for the liver and kidneys. It's bad for the lungs and the heart. And the cocoa protects you from it. So that's another reason to take cocoa. One scoop a day is plenty. Now, what's the difference between cocoa and dark chocolate? Well, there could be a world of difference. Not 100% of the time, but most of the time. When they process cocoa into chocolate, even if it's dark chocolate, that's 70% cocoa. It doesn't mean these things that protect you from pollution have survived the processing. It doesn't mean that these things that feed your brain have survived the processing. Frequently, they're damaged, destroyed, and lost. And that's exactly what they said at Yale University, and that's exactly what they said at Columbia University, and that's exactly what they said at NYU. You have to use real cocoa. You have to use high-quality cocoa. Our cocoa is not Dutched. We don't add the milk fat. We don't add the sugar. Very low calorie. Our cocoa is very high grade. It's non-GMO. It's never been sprayed. It's never been irradiated. And we sell it as a supplement, not a food, which means it's inspected for all these things. It's inspected for mold and cadmium and sprays. It's really clean stuff, much higher quality than you're ever going to get in a supermarket. You're not getting this in a supermarket. So our cocoa's on special for your gray matter and your memory and to protect you from pollution. Because pollution also, believe it or not, leads to diabetes. A major cause of diabetes, they're trying to figure out everything, right? A major cause of diabetes is inhaling pollution. The cocoa shields you from pollution, and they've shown that cocoa shields you from developing diabetes. There's a number of studies showing this, really good studies, like the main Syracuse study. And it shields your brain from loss of memory and poor circulation, helps restore circulation and the health of the brain. It turns back the clock on an aging brain. So Cocoa HX powder, real clean stuff. Tocotrienols to protect your white matter. I have one other product on special. I didn't leave myself enough time at all. I mix it with the cocoa for a lot of people. When people come in and say, my mom has Alzheimer's, I've got a little bit of a memory issue, what do? I'll give them the tocotrienols. I'll give them the resveratrol with dinner. And in the morning, I have them take really a brain tonic. I have them mix a scoop of cocoa with a scoop of Cerebral Care from Dr. Pressman. Remember my good friend, Dr. Pressman? Cerebral Care has things that protect the structure of the brain cell, like phosphatidylserine, energize the brain cell, and give the brain cell the ingredients it needs to create memories. It has Alcar with CDP choline. That's really important. Alcar itself helps prevent the death of brain cells. Alcar itself gives energy to brain cells. It's great for memory. It's great for brain energy. It's great for depression. But Alcar also donates an acetyl group. So listen to this name, because this is the neurotransmitter that's for your memory. Acetylcholine. Okay? In here, there's CDP choline, and there's Alcar. Alcar gives the acetyl group to CDP choline. You make acetylcholine. Now, why is that important? That's the stuff that lets you remember. That's the stuff that lets you learn. And all of us, the smartest astrophysicist from Caltech, the smartest neurologist from Harvard Medical School, the smartest lawyer, the smartest accountant, all of them, with time, the level of acetylcholine declines in their brain. All of them, every single one of them. They might be so smart that none of us notice, but it's still happening. And they know it. Acetylcholine is what lets you remember something. It's what lets you retrieve a memory. Out of the 100 or so neurotransmitters in the brain, the one that lets you learn and remember what you learned is acetylcholine. So when you learn a couple of chords on your Spanish classical guitar and you play those chords next week, that's acetylcholine. Now, it gets help from glutamate and GABA, but it's really acetylcholine. Oh, so Dr. Pressman's Cerebral Care is on special. Our Cocoa HX is on special. A scoop of each every morning as a tonic for your memory and your brain. And then the tocotrienols, take two with dinner to protect the white matter of the brain. Thanks for listening. God bless. Talk to you again soon. Jerry Hickey signing off for Invite Health Radio.
And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989.